Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Then a normal one. A, you got a great pitching matchup. B, you got a special broadcast. Apple TV Plus has got the game. Heidi Watney is the reporter for the game. Heidi joins us now. Hello, Heidi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Are you already ready for tomorrow, which is when Giants and Diamondbacks fans start like attacking everybody going, I don't know how to find Apple TV Plus. Does that still happen after these broadcasts?
A little bit, not as bad as the first year. I think over the last 3 years since we launched this, people are starting to realize that if you're not getting on board with streaming, you're going to be left behind because that's where the world is going. But I do have a little tip for anyone out there who doesn't have Apple TV Plus yet. You can get it on anywhere. You can get the internet or even a cell phone signal. And if you go to my handle on X, or formerly known as Twitter, I have a free 2-month trial for you. Just click on the link. So go to @HeidiWatney on X and you get a free 2-month trial. You can watch the game tonight. And as I like to say, come for the game, stay for Ted Lasso and the morning show.
There you go.
I love it because I've already done that because I need to get my Apple TV going again. And I'm wondering if Scott Boras will give me an additional year on top, considering tonight is the Boras Bowl with Jordan Montgomery going up against Blake Snell.
Well, Jordan Montgomery has since relieved Scott Boras of his duties as his agent, so he's no longer a Boras client. But yes, Snell and Montgomery were two of the Boras four with Matt Chapman. You know, the Giants also got lucky, I guess, with getting that one done as well. Because I mean, gosh, talk about a great third baseman, offensively, defensively, everything. He's awesome for the team. But yes, we'll have three of the Boras four on the field tonight. And I think both of those pitchers didn't get what they wanted, obviously. And I think it's showing up early in the season, at least for Snell. We'll see what we see from Jordan Montgomery tonight. The Diamondbacks did play it a little safer with him, had him do a couple of more outings at extended spring before coming up. Blake Snell obviously, you know, must have convinced the Giants he was good to go and ready to go. And he's always a guy that kind of starts a little bit slow, so, you know, turns the corner. You know, late April, early May, that's what he did last year. Kind of takes a little bit for him to get the feel of his breaking pitches, especially. And that's really been his problem, his location with his pitches. So I expect a great matchup tonight. I think Blake Snell is going to go back to being Blake Snell any day now. Hopefully it's tonight for our great broadcast. And Jordan Montgomery, man, he's been one of the best, sneaky, like quietly, one of the best pitchers in the league the last couple of years.
Heidi Watney, who will be reporting on the Giants-D-backs game tonight, Apple TV Plus broadcast, Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, joining us here, Willard and Dibbs. Heidi, what are your thoughts on the way Scott Boras played this offseason?
You know, it's interesting. I think the market as a whole played out a little bit differently than Boras and really anyone realized. The last couple of years have been weird with free agents. I think a lot of teams, I mean, you're still getting the, obviously, the massive contract, Shohei Ohtani, $700 million, that's not nothing. But I think in terms of most teams aren't willing to go there. They don't want to do that, especially with arms. You know, Blake Snell's been up and down, and they don't want to extend him that long. I mean, Jordan Montgomery's been one of the more durable pitchers in the league, but a lot of teams just shy away from those long-term contracts. It's bizarre. It's bizarre because we expected more out of a lot of these guys, and especially the year Blake Snell's coming off of. But you kind of don't know what version of Blake Snell you're going to get year to year. He's won the Cy Young twice. He's also had other years that weren't so great. So I guess I'm not that surprised, but definitely I'd be lying if I didn't tell you it wasn't somewhat surprising.
If Blake Snell has a Snellian, as I make up a term, a Snellian year, much like he did last year, where does that put the Giants in the overall NL landscape?
Well, I like the moves that the Giants made. They weren't one player away from being a real contender. Instead, they addressed a number of concerns, the rotation, the power. I thought it was crazy in prepping for this game. The Giants haven't had a 30 home run hitter since Barry Bonds in 2004. They have not had a single position player hit 30 home runs.
We know.
I do know I'm preaching to the choir, but that is crazy. I mean, Brandon Belt got close in 2021 with 29, but in the last 5 years, every single other team in the league, even the Kansas City Royals, for everyone who likes to say, you know, they don't have offense there, they've all done it. So Jorge Soler can kind of spark that, hopefully bring some power here. Jugo Lee is, I mean, we've seen his bat-to-ball skills already. He's a great player. Contact, more contact-oriented than power, but he addresses another just kind of lack of hitting in the outfield that the Giants had last year, and they address the rotation. I mean, and you've got Logan Webb and Blake Snell at the top. I think Blake Snell will come back into form. If you look at his career, if you look at his spring training numbers for the last couple of years, I just had him in front of me, they're not good. They're not good most years. He takes a while to warm up. So you're just seeing that now because he didn't get a full spring training. Everyone always tells me in the, I don't know, 15, 17 years I've been covering baseball, that spring training is for the pitchers, not the hitters. The hitters can get their timing in a week or two. Some take a little bit longer, but it's the pitchers. They need to get stretched out. They need to get their arms sharp. They need to get their location down, and that's what you're seeing with Snell. So I expect him to come back into form, and I expect the Giants to compete this year. Like, I like the moves they made.
Heidi, you mentioned the preparation you did for this game. Specifically, who did you talk to, and what impressions did you come away with?
Well, I'm about to head to the field as soon as that was the phone call you just heard in the background a little bit ago. It's probably someone waiting to take me over to the field. So I get a lot more inside information once I get there and talk to the players. I do talk to some of the beat writers that that cover the team beforehand, and we have a great research department that gives us a lot of information and stats. And so I kind of, prior to heading to the field, since I haven't covered either one of these teams this year, it's mostly a lot of reading and research, and then I go to the field and kind of confirm everything that I've read about and follow up on some questions I have. So that's kind of mostly the way I prepare.
And through your reading and research, what does it tell you about the Giants in terms of where they compete against Arizona and San Diego and the Dodgers? Can they really be a player in this NL West, or is it basically just pitcher reliant and they need Snell to have a great year and Robbie Ray to come back and be good and Logan Webb to still be great?
Well, I mean, all of those things help, but if you look at the Diamondbacks last year, I mean, they just barely squeaked into the postseason and they went all the way to the World Series. They were 84-78 last year. I mean, the Giants weren't far off. I think they were 79 wins last year, so 5 wins less. The moves they made, I think, definitely can get them 5 wins and get them to that mark. And when the Giants teams won their championships in 10, 12, and 14, I think every single year they entered as a wild card team. So it's one of those things, make the postseason and go on a run. But in terms of competing in the NL West, I mean, it's really interesting. You see the notable spenders in the offseason, the NL West, it's pretty much everyone from the NL West for the most money spent.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
In free agency, obviously we know what the Dodgers did in Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Shohei Ohtani. They're big ones. They also got Glasnow, traded for him and signed him to an extension. The Giants spent over $300 million in free agency. The D-backs are also up there in the top five. It's Dodgers, Giants, Phillies, D-backs, and Cubs spent the most money this offseason. The D-backs got a taste of going to the World Series, and they wanted to put themselves up the top. So this is going to be a tough division, and you can't ever count out the Padres and A.J. Preller. It seemed like it was going to be more of a step back, but they're not taking a step back. They're not letting the foot off the gas, and that offense is just phenomenal out there if their pitching can keep up. So, I mean, the Giants are building it a little bit different way, but you start with starting pitching and defense, and the Giants' defense has been strong. It's been a strong suit for them this year. I expect that to continue.
Heidi Watney on the broadcast, Apple TV Plus, Giants and Diamondbacks coming up later on this evening. Heidi, we love being there. It's a beautiful place. I'm sure you've been there many times. However, we're 7 home games into the season. The Giants have a sum total of, let me count them up, 0 home runs.
Are you sure?
Do they have a ballpark problem?
You know, Bob Melvin was surprised last night in the post game when they asked him about that. He said, really? You haven't hit one at home? Full disclosure, I grew up as a Giants fan. This is one of my favorite ballparks in the entire league. I may be slightly biased, but it is beautiful. It sits right there on the water. You've got the bridge in the background. It's an experience coming to this ballpark. So no, I don't think we have a ballpark problem. But in terms of power, yeah, it's a place that isn't great for power hitters. And so you may have a little bit more trouble signing some free agents who are worried about their power being sapped in this ballpark. But hey, the pitchers must love it. And it's a beautiful ballpark. I know I was listening to Sports Talk Radio on the way in, and everyone's making a fuss over having not seen the new LED lights and the spotlights and all of that stuff. And, you know, give it time. It's still early. We're only, 3 weeks into the season? And now they're going to have more power than they did last year. They are, just with the lineup they've got.
Yes, but on pace to hit 0 home runs at home. If we can be fair about pacing, Heidi.
On pace stats are a little tricky early in the season. I mean, do I think Blake Snell is going to finish with a 12 ERA? No, but so far he's on pace for that. So,
if they do, then I don't like their chances to make the wild card.
No, those two stats combined would not be good.
Heidi, looking at the way this whole thing has started, the Diamondbacks and Giants both just kind of with blah sort of 500-ish records, but the Dodgers are not running away. Like, what, you know, this is supposed to be maybe the toughest division in baseball. What are your early impressions?
I think this is going to be one of the toughest divisions in baseball. I think the AL East is going to be tough again. I mean, the Yankees, man, they look back, and the Baltimore Orioles were the fun surprise team of last year, and they have youth coming out of every different place they have. They are good. In terms of best divisions, though, I would stack up the NL West against anyone. It's just, you've got the Dodgers out here, and the Dodgers have become the old Yankees of the West. They're good. They have a front office that is not only analytics minded but also has the money to spend, and I mean, they've been dominant. If you watch baseball for the last decade, they've been one of the best teams in baseball. They're not going anywhere. The San Diego Padres have been also great. They have, like I said, great offense. The Diamondbacks surprised a lot of people. In fact, I remember, and I can't wait to talk to Torrey Lovello today, because I remember sitting in his office early last season and saying, man, you have to compete in one of the toughest divisions in baseball. What do you go out there and tell these guys to motivate them to go out against these behemoth teams? And he said, you watch. This team is good. They're more talented than we're getting credit for. And sure enough, they ended up in the World Series. The Rockies maybe are the team that would be the easiest of the bunch. But, you know, and any given night, that's the thing about baseball, is that any team can beat any team. So I would put the NL West up with anyone. But I definitely think the Giants are improved. We're going to see a better year than we saw last year. And it starts at the top with Bob Melvin. I love him as a manager. I think he's a great guy. And I think the fresh perspective brought in is going to be good for this squad.
Well, Heidi, I was going to say welcome to town, but I guess I should say welcome home. And thanks so much for coming on. Have a great broadcast tonight.
My pleasure.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.